One evening on a recent fishing trip to Western Maryland, I was drawn outside to the porch of our cabin to take in a spectacular sunset. As I watched the clouds catch fire and the sun plunge below the mountains, I noticed the high-pitched whine of one of summer's greatest foes, the mosquito. Before too long, I felt the urge to slap at my ankles and run for cover. At dinner and in the light of the cabin, I assessed the damage and counted no fewer than a dozen fresh, red marks on my arms and legs. Yet when I polled my friends around the table, only one other guy had been attacked with the same intensity. Was this just dumb luck? Or is there some science behind which of us the mosquitoes prefer? Research suggests that about 20% of us are high attractor types and especially appealing to female mosquitoes. Why just female mosquitoes? Because although male and female mosquitoes survive primarily on nectar, only female mosquitoes have the specialized mouth parts that can pierce our skin and suck up blood. Females require the protein contained in vertebrate blood before they can lay their eggs. About 60 of the world's 3,000 mosquito species live in the listening area. And over their 30 million year history, they've adapted to thrive in any place that has standing water. The only place on the planet that mosquitoes don't live is Antarctica. Mosquitoes are in the fly family, and like all flies, they go through four stages in their life cycle: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Most of our mosquito species lay their eggs in stagnant water, but some lay eggs near the water's edge, and others attach their eggs to aquatic plants. Strangely, mosquitoes are more likely to spot you as a dinner target if you stand out from the environment. Dark colors, especially, will attract more of the insects. Similarly, the more you move, the easier you are for a mosquito to identify as a living, breathing vessel full of delicious blood. Visual clues allow a mosquito to locate you from relatively far away, but as she approaches, it's your body heat that draws her in. This puts pregnant women, who average about a degree warmer than the rest of us, at a particular risk for bites. Another reason pregnant women are at a disadvantage in the mosquito bite lottery is carbon dioxide. Mosquitoes detect carbon dioxide from potential meals using a special organ called a maxillary palp. Unfortunately for mothers-to-be, pregnancy causes women to emit 21% more CO2 than the rest of us, all the more alluring to female mosquitoes. On the flip side, pregnant women avoid another major mosquito attractor, alcohol. Although scientists are unclear about just how mosquitoes notice it, studies have shown that drinking a Natty Bo significantly increases the attention you receive from winged pests. Unfortunately for all of us, up to 85% of your susceptibility to mosquito bites has nothing to do with what you're drinking or wearing. It's just genetic. Specifically, the composition of your skin bacteria and sweat can serve as an attractor. Another factor you can't control? Your blood type. People with blood type O are more prone to mosquito bites than those with types B, A, or AB. Of course, the silver lining to that cloud of mosquitoes at your backyard barbecue is that they are a reliable source of food for native animals, including birds, bats, dragonflies, and frogs. In addition, humans are usually not the first choice for most mosquitoes looking for a meal. They prefer cattle. To find out more about mosquitoes, and to learn about how mosquito fish work to control mosquitoes in Maryland, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of the Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR News station.